Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Thursday, March 24th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Authorities in Eritrea step up persecution against Christians. Opposition to the translation of the gospel is cause for prayer, and the government of Indonesia may be softening to foreign aid workers. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news today, under the International Religious Freedom Act, Eritrea joined Saudi Arabia and Vietnam on a countries of concern list. Glenn Penner, a voice of the Martyrs Canada, says they're all known to persecute the church. But in Eritrea, the harassment is intensified in recent days.
It's bizarre the way Eritrean authorities are dealing with evangelicals. They don't understand them, obviously, but they're very sensitive, very upset with U.S. accusations. And even though last week we had reports that there might be a breakthrough between the United States and Eritrea, it's obvious that there really hasn't been.
Penner says attempts to stamp out evangelism have backfired.
Church growth is not typically stymied by persecution. And the church there, that's one of the reasons why there is persecution, is because the church is growing. Of course, there's caution, there's concern, they may be less upfront with their evangelism, but I'm absolutely confident that the church is continuing to grow and that people are continuing to share their faith.
Next, evangelist Sammy Tippett is getting ready to launch a ministry into a closed country. It's both an exciting venture and one filled with danger for work in this Muslim-dominated area.
Because of security reasons, I cannot mention the name of the country or the place exactly, but we are reaching into some areas where they have never had the gospel language groups. It's been very closed, and there have been no real breakthroughs with the gospel. And we've been having some of our materials translated.
Tippett says because of the threats, two of their translators quit. There have been other obstacles as well.
We've also had a computer stolen with all of our materials on it that we had almost completed. So we're sending someone from our office here in San Antonio to that region of the world in a safe house where we will have translation. And we're actually having to hire a personal bodyguard for the person who's doing the translation.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Foreign workers have to leave Indonesia by the end of March, but according to reports, the government's position may be softening. According to Assist News, Operation Blessing is one of the few registered Indonesian organizations. While most groups have been restricted, OB has still been able to service many of the cut-off villages. Operation Blessing's Christian testimony is evident in everything they do, which includes healthcare, new home construction, and building fishing boats. Meanwhile, how will children know Jesus loves them unless they have a Bible to tell them so? Well, that's the question that inspired the Bible League's International Campaign for Children this spring. Mike Dvorak is with the Bible League.
There's kids all over the world that desperately need God's Word and are crying out for them right now, and not only because they're just so susceptible and vulnerable to all kinds of things, but when they get God's Word, the impact is just astounding. So we have put together a campaign to do just that.
Their goal is to intentionally place 100,000 Bibles in kids' hands through Bible study programs at churches in 5 needy regions of the world.
We know God's heart for kids. I mean, we see the scripture where it said God ordained the praise of himself from the lips and the hearts of even infants. And so please pray with us that God would have a great impact in providing thousands upon thousands of scriptures for these kids around the world.
For just $2 a Bible, you can help a child know the love of Jesus. Go to our website for more information. And finally, Grace Ministries International is praising the Lord for their youth ministry in Cochabamba, Bolivia. Missionaries there report that they're seeing exciting growth, not just in numbers, though. Many are coming to Christ and growing in their faith. Most of the 35 young people who attend one of their youth groups are from unchurched families. Pray that as they're discipled, they'll begin sharing Christ with their family members. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of evangelist Sammy Tippett's autobiography called No Matter What the Cost, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Find out what it takes to serve Christ no matter what the cost from a man who's been arrested for sharing his faith. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.